1 Peter chapter 2, I'd like to read verses 12, 13, and 14. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Let's pray together. Our Father, as we come before you this evening, we're so thankful that we can call upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts, help us, teach us, guide us. Help us this evening as we desire to worship for Christ's sake. Amen. Every believer is in this world, and the Scripture says that we're strangers. We're strangers. We don't live by, act by, think by the world's mode of thinking. A believer is a new creation, created in righteousness, created from above. And the Lord Jesus Christ said concerning himself and his people. Now this was in the Lord's high priestly prayer. Listen to this. I'll read John 17:13-16. He says, and now, he's speaking to his Father, come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy words, and the world hath hated them because they're not of the world. Even as I'm not of the world, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Now, believers were born into this world, unbelievers. We have our same thinking as the world thinks. We have no interest in the gospel. In due time, the Lord calls us out of darkness. We live in this world. We die in this world just like all other men do. But after we're regenerated, our conversation, our manner of walk is different. Believers have a new thinking. They have a new mind, a new heart. They don't think. They've got that old nature. It still thinks the way it always thought. But there's a new man there. Our Lord, when he was praying to the Father, he said, Lord, I'm not asking to take them out of the world. Father, don't take them. Keep them. Keep them in this world. And we've been called unto the Lord. And I know that by the hearing of this gospel that we believe, that's been preached here, God calls His people out of this preaching of the gospel. That's what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, 14. I love this passage of Scripture. We're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. God's people have been called through the preaching of the gospel. They've been given faith to believe. They walk by faith. They hear the word of the Lord. They hear the voice of Christ. They're believers. They walk like believers. Now, Peter, the apostle, he exhorts his readers, his hearers. Back in 1 Peter 2, he's talking to them about their walk. And he says back in 1 Peter 2:13, having your conversation, that your walk, your manner of life is what he's talking about. Let it be honest among the Gentiles. God's people are evil spoken. They're evil spoken of by this world. This world, the Scripture says, the world hates you. And the reason the world hates a believer is because a believer believes God's Word. He believes God, and he sets forth from what he believes that God is God and man is not. And the world hates him. He says, now having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. That visitation right there, in the day of your conversion, when the Lord visits you and calls you out of darkness. Now, after this, Peter exhorts his hearers to do something that this world knows nothing of. Verse 13, 14, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well, for so is the will of the Lord. Now, I'm going to share something with you tonight that was heavily on my heart today. I'm talking to believers now, because only a believer is going to understand what I'm talking about. But over the last few months, And I know many of you have too, received many calls or means of solicitation concerning my political agenda. Now, let me just state something right here. This pulpit is no place for a political agenda, and it ain't gonna start tonight. I can tell you right now. This pulpit is a place where God's sovereign grace in the preaching of the gospel is sent forth. And that's where, by the grace of God, it's going to stay, right there. I've said all these things that I said a while ago. We're in this world, but we're not of it. And I know that we're living in the midst of an organized world. We live here. And I have to get up, and you have to get up, and we have rules and regulations and a society of laws And I'd like for us to consider, just for a few minutes, the responsibility and the attitude concerning this place in which we live, this government under which we live. The Lord has put us here, and we live in this place. We live in West Virginia. Some people live in different states. Wherever the Lord has put His people, that's where He's put them. Now, I want us to understand something. We have just gone through an election. We've had an election of a president. Now, let me tell you something. That's just the way it is. That's the way this government's set up. And this is my stand concerning these scriptures on the attitude of a believer. I've just heard so many things today that were so disheartening and so grieving, and I was just thinking, you know what? I'm going to say something about this. I'm going to say something about the attitude of a believer concerning the government under which we live. Here's what it is. Now let me tell you about the government under which we live, and the authority and the offices, and, you know, they are ordained of God. Now here's the way it is. Romans 13:1. Now listen, this is what God has to say. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now this is it. Brother Henry Mahan wrote this, and I'm going to read it verbatim. He said, let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities. He said, kings, presidents, governors, policemen, whatever position of authority men have been vested with, we are to show respect and obedience to their stations and to submit to their authority. This is what Peter was saying to this group that he was writing to. He says, concerning brethren, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Then he goes on to talk about the responsibility that we have concerning submission to the governing parties, whoever it is. A policeman, he may be a rotten cop, but let me tell you something. You see that badge he has on? That's the authority right there. A teacher for students, I'm going to tell you something. Can I give all of us as parents? I have my kids are out. Many of your kids are out and stuff like this. But let me tell you something. A teacher for a student, he is to be respected. To speak disrespectfully to a teacher. I heard Brother Henry one time make this statement. He was talking to parents, and he said, parents, don't ever take your kids' side against the teacher. He said, she may be wrong, but she is the authority. He is the authority. And he said, we are to submit. I mean, if we've been wronged, we've been wronged. Okay, but just take it and let your conversation be honest before men. Walk as a believer. This position of authority, it's ordained of the Lord. Let every soul be subject, in subjection to the higher powers. It's to not do that is rebellion against God. Listen, to call into question those that the Lord has put in authority is to call into question God's wisdom. Listen to this, Romans 13:2. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Somebody said, yeah, but they're a crooked politician. Who put them there? Who put them there? You know what I would do? I'd pray for them. I would pray for them. The Lord has put them there. There is not one of us. I'm going to tell you something. I'm the most guilty right here. I'm going to just go ahead and just fess up. I'm not trying to justify rebellion. It's just so. I'm guilty. When the Lord puts someone in authority, what are we supposed to do? Cut them down, argue with others about them. Listen, 1 Peter, I just read this here. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether it be the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. As believers, let me tell you what Almighty God has instructed us to do. Obey the laws of the land. Be in subjection to those that the Lord has put in authority. Somebody said, yeah, but we voted them in. The lot is laid in the lap, but the whole disposing of that situation is of the Lord. The whole disposing is of the Lord. Almighty God rules and reigns. We are to be in submission. We're learning as we are in submission that Almighty God rules. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. What are we to do if it's unpleasant? Submit. Why? Because it's the will of the Lord. As servants of God, we submit to the authority that Almighty God has established. The authorities are the servants of God. Listen to this scripture. I read this afternoon, Jeremiah 27:4-5. Listen as the Lord speaks. I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. And now have I given all this land into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him. Nebuchadnezzar was the one that stood up in Babylon and said, oh, look at this great Babylon that I. Nebuchadnezzar was the one that set up that big statue. And told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm going to give you one more chance. Evidently, you didn't hear what I said. When the music starts playing, you bow. And those three men said, oh, king, we don't have to worry about this. You know, we ain't bowing. And Nebuchadnezzar threw them in. And you know what happened. The Lord was with them and delivered them. What did the Lord say about Nebuchadnezzar? He said, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. I'm going to tell you right now. All authority, all authority, all authority. Whatever the position is, whatever job it is, whatever position, like I said a while ago, if it's a teacher, if it's a police officer, if it's an elected official, the Lord put them there. The Lord put them there. Almighty God, He said, I made the earth, I made the man, I made the beast, and I give it to whosoever I'm pleased to give it to. And whoever I raise up is my servant in the accomplishing of my purpose. And His purpose is bringing His people to Himself in the glorifying of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's what I know. I got 2 points. Here's one of them. What about the authority? It's ordained of God. It's ordained of God. God Almighty put them there. If we consider them to be fair and honest and everything else, or we consider them to be the most wicked person that's ever been in a place of authority, it's ordained of God. Secondly, we are to pray for and give thanks for all that are in authority. 1 Timothy 2, 1-3, he said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. You know, when we meet together, I'll always call on one of you men to lead us in prayer. And we do pray. We pray for the Lord's blessing upon His Word. We pray for those in our midst that are sick. We pray and thank the Lord for giving us and establishing and keeping the gospel here at Katy all these many years. But here the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, exhorts us to pray for all men. Pray for our enemies. Pray for those that spitefully use us, abuse us, hate us. And I tell you what, that just flies in the face of my flesh. Because I'm just honest with you. I'm not by nature, that old nature, prone to do that. But I can tell you this. I know what God has to say concerning my attitude toward those that oppose me, those that I love, and the God that I serve. I'm to pray for them. Pray for those that you know and pray for those that you're not familiar with. I pray that God have mercy. Pray for those in authority. And when we do so, may we pray with thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord for His mercy toward us. They've been put there for our protection and for our peace. That's what He said. That we might lead a quiet life in godliness and honesty. I pray that the Lord save His people. That's what the Lord taught His disciples. He said, when you pray, pray this way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. You know what you're saying when you do that? Lord, save Your people. Save Your people. Thy kingdom come. Bless, Lord, where You've raised up the gospel. Where the gospel has been faithfully preached. Lord, bless it. I do pray the Lord save His people and call His own out of darkness. He's the Lord. He's the sovereign. But I want us to be reminded this evening. Brother Don Fortner told me one time, and I've told you this before. He said, Marvin, never, never, never fail to deal with something proclaiming and preaching that the Lord has dealt with in the Scriptures. Never, never fail to deal with this. I think this is something that we need to be reminded of. Who is the Lord? God Almighty is God Almighty. Who's running this show, Brother Scott, you say? Who's put all authority in place? The Lord has. What am I to do? Submit to Him. Submit to Him. Pray for Him. Be thankful for Him. The Lord put them there. They're put there for our good and God's glory, and I know it. And as we come together this evening in praise and honor and adoration of our Savior and the remembering of our Lord in saving us, let us be mindful. He has put us exactly where we are. He put us where we are. He brought us together, established this assembly, kept us all these many years, and He's put people in positions of authority. It's ordained of God. I know that. I know that. All authority is ordained of God. I know that. I'm to submit to it. Let my conversation be honest before the Gentiles. Whereas we're evil spoken of, I know they hate the gospel that we preach. I know that. But walk in absolute submission unto those that the Lord has placed over us. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord bless it. I pray that God teach us through this. For the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the good of His people. Amen. All right. Now let's the men come.